The following is a paid political spot paid for by Brandon Kelleher for mayor.
As you heard, we have Brandon Kelleher, candidate for mayor of North Platte, joining us here in the KODY studios. Brandon, how are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. It's been about a week since we had you on the air last. So can you tell us, in the interesting coronavirus world, are you able to have much conversations with the North Platte voters ahead of the November election?
Well, I've had quite a few conversations. I've been knocking on doors, as I think I've mentioned in the past shows, and I show up to people's doors with my mask on, and I knock on the door, ring the doorbell, and then I take two or three steps back. So if they answer their door, I'm standing, you know, 5 or 6 feet away from them typically. And
allow for the social distancing.
Exactly. Some people's porches aren't too conducive to that, but most people's are. And, and I've had some really nice conversations, and some people have not answered their door, and that's fine too. And some people I just hand them my sheet and say, I appreciate your vote, and they say thank you, and that's it.
Well, and that sheet allows them to become an educated voter as well. That was what I was just talking about before we had that commercial break and welcomed you into the studio. Is it's extremely important for the citizens of North Platte and for everybody that's voting in any election here this coming November to become an educated voter and know the background of the issue or the candidate ahead of Election Day.
That's true, and it does take some study to do that. I spoke, I think, last week or the week before on how I decide who I'm going to vote for, and I do actually do some spend some time studying what people are saying and try to learn about the issues. And I think what you learn real quickly is that the issues are far more complex than they appear in the initial assessment, and so you have to decide where you stand, what you feel. Most of the time, there is no perfect answer. You just have to go with what seems like the most reasonable option.
And it's kind of challenging with local individuals. With national politics, you can just go onto Google and kind of filter out fact from fiction there, which becomes more and more challenging as the world goes on.
Good luck with that.
But with local individuals, there's not as much information out there when you go to something like Google. So it's extremely important to tune into the shows, to, you know, I know the Bulletin's been doing a lot diving into this, so other local media. And then we know you as well have been extremely active on social media and with a website also to allow information to be out there and information that comes directly from you and the committee to that's representing you in your election campaign.
Yes, and that's honestly one of the reasons we developed the playbook, because personally I understand running for office, why people go out there and say, we need to improve jobs and things like that, and that's obvious to everyone and people want to hear that. And the reason I developed the playbook is because I want people to know how I might go about doing that. And there's not step-by-step procedures. There are no magic step-by-step procedures to doing that, or everyone would be doing it. But there are certain things that we can do to make sure that we can improve job opportunities in our community, and we have to set about doing those things as a community, or our community will continue to decline.
And absolutely. And like we've talked about too, Brandon, it's going to take more than just one individual. Even if that one individual is the next mayor of North Platte, it's going to take everybody to better the city and, in turn, discuss a little bit here about the hot topic you wanted to discuss today, better themselves. It's up to individuals to try to get that ball rolling for the city and to better themselves in a personal position as well.
That's right. And when you think about what you need to do to grow your career or grow your job, it's not easy to do, and very few people do it alone. And I was thinking about this morning and thinking about my career and the careers of some of my friends and things like that. And I thought, you know, about 20 years ago, a friend of mine, I'm going to call him Roy, I'm not going to say his name, and he doesn't live in North Platte, so he's not listening to this, but he was working, he was in his early 20s, and he was trying to figure out how to get a better job and what he wanted to do. And he had a certain area that he really loved, and he's very good at it. But he's a person that going to school just was not his favorite thing to do.
Sure.
It just was not what he loved to do. But he knew that he needed to get through school to get to the next best job in this position. And it took him a few years to do it. And it took the encouragement of his friends and his family around him to really get that done. And also, you know, when you're in your early 20s, you might think you know everything, but let's be honest, those of us that have been through it know that we really didn't know everything when we thought we did, and you need that little bit of guidance and a little bit of understanding from those around you to help you and get you down a good path. And some people come from very strong families and they have that guidance built in, but unfortunately that's not true for everyone. And in our community, to help improve people's jobs and improve people's lives, which is the most important part of that, is we've got to figure out how we help people develop. And in developing those people, we'll improve their jobs and we'll improve the economic stance of our community. It's all tied together. It's not easy. But it really does take a lot of people around someone to help them improve. So continuing my story about Roy, so he was going through school and he would get frustrated and he didn't like some of his classes, and some of our mutual friends were good at math, so we'd help him with math, and mm-hmm. some of us are good at English, and so we'd help him with English a little bit. And over time, he actually got very good at it. He didn't need our help anymore. But okay. he was somebody who didn't love school. And when he got through school, now he is a very successful person. He has a great job, has a family, and unfortunately moved to Lincoln. But for us, it's too bad he's not here. But he has a great life, and it's because his family and some of us sort of helped him. We helped him through that mm-hmm. process, and we have to do that in our community. We have to find those people who are interested in improving their positions, and we have to figure out how to help them improve and gain better job skills. And then we have to have something for him to do here in North Platte, because we don't want them all to move to Lincoln like Roy did.
Yes. Okay? I thought you were going to say that Roy became a school teacher after all this time.
He did not become a school teacher. He works in a totally different field than school. But anyway, he is just a great person to start with, and mm-hmm. so it was just one of my favorite stories to think about how he progressed from where he was to where he is now. And my favorite story with him was when he would get frustrated, I'd look at him, and I remember this was in the early 2000s, late 90s, and I would say $8 an hour or $28 an hour, which one do
yep.
you want, and which one gives you the better life?
Yep.
Well, it's pretty obvious which one gives you the better life when you think about that from an economic perspective. And I ran into him, oh, it's been 3 or 4 years ago, and it was kind of funny. The first thing he did was hold up his hands like I just did. I just smiled at him, and we went on with our discussion. So,
you know, and this is an important conversation we're having today, Brandon, and that's one thing that Mayor Livingston has done a very good job about. Wherever you sit on our current mayor, Dwight Livingston has been a good individual long before he ever served as mayor of North Platte, and being a mentor or an advocate for different individuals. And we know that Dwight's involved in things like community connections and mentoring programs. So if you're elected as the next mayor of North Platte, do you plan to be an advocate for those things as Dwight has done, to help not only the older individuals that may be trying to better themselves, but maybe some younger individuals that might not have the great family support that some have?
Well, I think it's a must. It isn't really whether I want to or not. It's a must in our community. And if I'm not always able to be an advocate for somebody, I will get people to be advocates for mm-hmm. those people. I mean, recently my wife was telling me a story about talked about how she's a bit local business owner, mm-hmm. and she brings people into her business, and how many of them who are young people in their early 20s. When they start, and she's had to help train them on how to conduct themselves financially mm-hmm. so that they can be successful.
Sure.
And this is something that she doesn't have to do as a business owner. She just chooses to do it because she wants these people to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And think of the service that is to those people. Probably when that starts, they don't even realize how important it is, but it creates a great business environment, and it creates successful people in our community. We need to have lots of people doing that. And as I've got around talking to business owners, she's not the only person that does that. There's lots of people that do that.
Thankfully.
And they train their employees on, or who are maybe contractors or whatever, on how to be successful in their jobs. And that's a responsibility. But we have to get that going, not only in the business community, but we've got to get our schools engaged in that same process, so they're turning out relatively well-trained people. Now, we all know that you don't always have the perfect experience until you've been in a job for a while, and you know
sure.
that the first month you're in any job.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, you understand, you think, well, gosh, I wish the school would have said this, or the school would have done that, and that's easy because the schools face a rather large task in trying to educate people, and you can't educate everybody specifically and exactly what they want to know. That just doesn't work. That's sort of what college is designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You find the subject you're interested in, you go to college, you learn as much about it as you possibly can, you go get a job, and then you learn how the real world works.
Yep.
That's kind of what this process is. And in our community, what we can do is set the schools up to train for jobs of the future and train for jobs of today. And they are focused on those things. But I think if with a little more coordination in our community, we can really help the school systems and help future employers to be training people that we really need and who will have great jobs in our community. We just have to focus on creating that stuff. And a lot of those jobs are going to be around technology and agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a lot of agriculture in our area, and it's a major part of our economy here,
mm-hmm.
and we've got to capitalize on that. We have a lot of agricultural production and not very much agricultural processing. So what's a logical thing to do as a community? Let's figure out how to do better agricultural processing in our town and put people to work. I'm not sure exactly what that is. Maybe it's seed processing. Maybe it's seed creation. Maybe it's distributing chemicals with drones. I mean, there's all sorts of things that it could be that we can focus on.
The options are there.
The options are there. We just have to get some people focused on those, and then we can create those jobs.
Again, we have Brandon Kelleher joining us, candidate for mayor of North Platte, one of the two that will be on the ballot this coming November. And Brandon, we know that you've been out on the road campaigning quite a bit here in the city of North Platte for over a year now. It's hard to believe. But in your campaign thus far, how much conversation have you had with city council members that are currently on the council and with other individuals that may be elected to council, some of the individuals running for the offices?
I've been trying to work through and have lunch with all the sitting city council people as well as those that are running. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten all the way through everyone yet.
It's a lot, especially with a couple of individuals up for re-election, and that's a couple more to the equation.
Exactly, so. and I hope between now and the election I'm able to have lunch with everybody or spend a little time talking to them, one or the other. I think I'm about halfway through the council and,
okay.
and people
not
that are running
then.
Right now. Not too bad, and you know, with COVID-19, it would be it's a challenge because not everybody wants to go to lunch and everybody wants to go everywhere, and so you sort of have to.
It's
have
a different monster to
negotiate.
Today.
It is, and it's a little strange to invite somebody to an anonymous meeting in a park. Understandably, people would be concerned if they got that sort of invitation. Exactly, so you have to be careful how you approach people.
Absolutely, especially in the world of the coronavirus, like you mentioned. And we know that you've had conversations with Mr. Kibben before, too, our new city administrator. If elected as the next mayor of North Platte, do you plan to approve the appointment that Mr. Livingston has made?
At this point, I don't have any reason not to.
Mm-hmm. He's done a great job, I think, thus far. Hit the ground running,
mm-hmm.
I think,
yes.
So to speak.
Yes, and at this point in Mr. Kibben's progress, I mean, I would imagine he's still drinking from the fire hose, still trying to understand everything that's
sure.
going on in our community. And it's going to take him a good year. I know from having evolved through different jobs, you might think you know what's going to go on in a certain job, but you don't until you've been there for a while.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. And I believe that Mr. Kibben has done some good things so far and is headed down a good path. I believe that his issuing of the RFP to resolve the Iron Eagle Golf Course issue is a great thing for our community. It remains to see how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, to be determined, so to speak.
Exactly. The RFPs, I believe, are due in approximately the middle of October. And so after that, as a community, we can assess what's going on. And who knows, that issue may be resolved before there's a new mayor. We don't know.
We spent a lot of time talking about an issue that, like you said before, could be resolved before our next group of councilmen or women is sworn in and before our next mayor is sworn in. And let's hope, at least.
Mm-hmm. And that would be a great thing for the existing mayor and council to claim is, hey, we resolved this issue.
Their hat on it, so
exactly,
to speak.
Exactly. And it would be a great honor for them. And if that's what they want, then I hope it turns out for them. I don't really care who resolves it. I just want it resolved.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of who gets to hang their hat on having that issue resolved and when.
Exactly.
Now, Brandon, we have about a minute here before we have to wrap up. But, of course, individuals, if they're an undecided voter ahead of the election, can continue the conversation with you and educate themselves ahead of checking that ballot box. Rather, they plan to do so at their polling place, at the courthouse, or by mail. They can continue the conversation with you and learn more about you as a candidate.
That's right. And you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/BKMayor. I do answer questions off Facebook almost every evening. Sometimes during the day, but almost every evening.
Depends on how the day goes.
Exactly. Sometimes in the morning, too. It depends on what's going on. And also, off my website, you can send me a message at bkmayor.com. Also, got the mayor phone all repaired a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
so that,
awesome.
That number is 308-530-0861. And you're welcome to give me a call or send me a text. We were putting out signs a couple weeks ago, and we had a Facebook message that said, hey, we're putting out signs. If you want one, text us. And it was pretty inspiring to see the phone started going off within probably 10 minutes of us putting that out there, and we had text message boom, 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 boom. So
it was
impressive, and we spent a good chunk of a Saturday putting out signs. So it was
fun way to spend the weekend, I suppose.
Actually, it was kind of fun, and sign maintenance is an interesting activity when you're running for mayor or any office for that matter.
That's become interesting, and an interesting part of the campaign that I'm sure when you officially filed to put your name in the hat to become the next mayor, you weren't thinking about all the the sign maintenance that goes into these things.
I have to admit, it did not cross my mind. I don't know that I'll ever run for another office, but if I do, I think I'm going to try to subcontract sign maintenance.
Hey, there you go. That's a good source of income for an individual that may be listening.
There we go.
Already creating jobs.
Exactly. Come and maintenance the signs. You're good through November 4th.
Well, Brandon, we appreciate the time as always. Look forward to seeing you here at the month of, I think, October we'll have you on next.
That's right. I'm back in a couple weeks.
We'll see you then. Thanks,
okay,
Brandon.
Thank you. Have a good day. This has been a paid political spot, paid for by Brandon Kelleher for mayor.